Hello, and welcome to It's a Plus Size Thing, where being mature, fabulous, and pretty is a must. We're celebrating our size and kicking negativity to the curb. I'm your host, Jaishelle Jones.
Okay.
I'm doing on my podcast now.
Okay. So, your girl done told you you could have a threesome with her and some whoever. Y'all had a threesome. Now she want to have a threesome with you and another guy. Are you okay with that?
No.
Why?
She agreed on that. I didn't.
but you got to show the same love.
No, I can't do it.
So, did you even do the threesome with you and the other girl?
Went down like that.
I mean, that's what it is. What about bank accounts? Y'all been together over a couple of years, 2 years, 3 years? Do y'all have joint bank accounts?
I mean, it's possible, but I'd rather have my own.
So why wouldn't you have y'all?
That's what I do. I just have mine.
But why?
Why?
Why not have?
It's about money. I
mean, wow, but if you're married though,
they ain't got nothing to do with
it. Huh?
What it got to do with it?
Okay, so you would be cool if she had her account, you have your account, then we have a joint account for bills or emergency
funds.
Yeah,
that's fine too.
Both our signature on there, so you can't.
So who pay rent?
I pay the rent.
Who gonna pay everything else? You gonna have specific bills that she pay, you have specific that you pay?
Would you pay more? Or do you want it to be 50-50?
I prefer 50-50.
I feel like if the man makes more money, then he should be paying
the woman makes more money?
She should be paying more bills.
Yes, she should pay more. I mean, that's only fair. You're right, yeah.
But that's why I say if you put it all into a joint account, the bills just get paid.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
And then y'all have agreement on what you can fuck off. She got agreement on women like shop. Mm-hmm. So y'all gotta have agreement.
Yeah.
Some type of agreement.
Yeah, we have. So I have a question. Would you have a problem giving your wife your password to like your cell phone, to your social media? Laptop, all that.
I don't have a social media. I mean, yeah, if I ain't doing nothing, then yeah.
To your phone, you
say if I ain't doing nothing.
If you're not doing anything, okay, now check that. So would you swap phones for a day with your girl?
I mean, I feel like that's high school, but I would.
Oh, you would? Why would you say it's high school, though?
Because that's what they did back in school. You keep my phone, I keep yours.
Ain't nobody, I ain't do that.
If you ain't got nothing to hide, what's the problem?
I ain't do that.
I ain't did that either.
I didn't do that in school. That must have been vanilla. What how you say it?
Yeah.
It wasn't that serious.
We didn't even have cell phones. We had pages.
Hey, boo, can't hold my pages. Yeah. I said, we didn't have it like that. So you could.
Blowing up your beat.
And he said he wouldn't have a problem getting his password out.
Yeah.
To her either.
Okay.
All right. Let's go back to this threesome time.
Okay.
Let's find out why he would do that.
Why would
if she?
If
why you
if
would
she
do
did
it.
That?
But she agreed on that.
Well, y'all got
I'm
that.
I'm gonna have that conversation with her before I go there.
So you're not gonna agree with her?
I mean, hey, if that's what she wants, I'm gonna tell her. You can't go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It ain't gonna be like that.
So you're not sharing.
Nah, I can't do that.
Yeah.
You're not sharing. But you'd be cool if it was yourself and two women.
What about
her
if
she
don't know?
Yeah.
What about
but she can't deal with
it. If you cheat on her? Huh? What about if you cheat on her and she know you cheating on her? Would you give her the opportunity to do the same?
I cheat on me.
Well, it's what necessarily.
No, she want her lick back.
You pretty much know
yeah.
what she's gonna
yeah,
do.
Yeah, she want her lick back.
No.
What?
No.
She want to stay with you, but she's trying to work through it. But she say, well, I want my lick back, so Friday night I'm going out and whatever happened, happened. I want my lick back.
When you cheat, either we're going to get divorced and you're going to be paying all this child support or you're going to let me go get my roll out.
I bet child support.
Really?
Yeah.
For real?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Really?
You cheat, That's it.
Really?
What I tell you like this, women think different than men. Men view it like this here. I can't fathom the idea of another man running up in my wall.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. A man can
I've messed with married women before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I done just got out of it. The hood just came in. They go right up to him and kiss him. Mm-hmm. So, I already know.
Yeah.
But see, a man can cheat on a woman 1,000 times. We'll take them back 1,001 times or whatever. But a man, and let a woman cheat, a man, oh no, that's it, we done. I'm like, are you serious?
Just the thought of it.
It's just the thought of it?
But when women cheat, it's more of an emotional connection.
Yeah.
When men cheat, it's different. Men,
I want this right now.
Whatever, I just want it right now. It look good, let me just stick it.
Yeah.
When women cheat, it's in the connection there somewhere.
There's all kinds of reasons why.
Not
just going out and getting
the
what?
I'm just saying, yeah. I know. You got some women that doggy.
I'm like this. If I tell my man, look, we having some problems and you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
I'm constantly telling you don't do. Yeah, I'm gonna go out there and find me something.
Yeah.
But you better not get mad.
You gonna go on a date with him? You gonna go to the movies? You gonna have a drink with him? You gonna do everything that your man ain't giving you, and then open your legs.
Yeah, because we cheat, because we want that attention and all that. Yeah.
That connection. Men don't need that connection.
Y'all don't need that connection.
We don't even need to know their name.
Wow.
Do you need to know her name?
You're right. She could be cheating for the longest, and you wouldn't even know.
You wouldn't.
Cooking your
food. Yeah, because we do that. Oh, yes. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, we do a very good job.
Pretty much going.
Yes, y'all mess up. Oh, yeah, women, we're very... Yeah, we can cheat very well.
Just don't get caught.
What'd you say? No, say it again.
Just don't get caught.
Don't get caught.
Yeah.
Just don't get caught. Okay. And if she get caught, what? You really love this woman. You're just going to just let her go. You're not going to try to work it out. Baby, what did I do wrong? I didn't listen to you.
Well, some people always wonder. Why do married men cheat? Sometimes it's considered because the woman ain't doing what she used to do.
Right.
Most men that they like a lot of rich men, executives and stuff, they go to clubs and stuff just to meet with them, whatever. Mm-hmm. And because pretty much just want to talk.
Yeah.
And why don't talk to them no more?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what it's based
in. Yeah, because I did that when I was younger. Yeah. The older guys, we didn't do all that. He just wanted companionship. He just wanted somebody to talk to.
I'd actually laid in bed with girls all night long. Didn't even try to fuck.
Right.
And you know what? That girl probably wanted you more. Because she's seen
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I respect her more if she don't give it to the bird. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about that real quick.
You need to stop it.
Huh? No, we keep talking. I can edit it. I want to know... Go out on a date, and if we have sex the first time of meeting, I mean, how would you do? You respect me as a woman?
I've had it both ways. Most time, I say 9 times out of 10, a man will probably lose a little respect for
him. Mm-hmm.
But it all depends on the situation.
Mm-hmm. It depends on how he set up.
Yeah. It depends on how he set up. What you mean, how he set up?
If he's just a nice dude and just want to kick it and you come on to him like that, he might feel like, dang, she's doing too much.
Yes.
You don't do all that.
Throwing herself.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because I have a problem with a man throwing himself at me.
Work a little bit.
Work. I want to put in some work for
him. Yeah, okay. Don't want.
You know, I was married 12 years. I dated women. And a couple of women I really liked. I got it on the first night. And one woman, I like, dang, did I have to work hard for?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to even work.
The next man. Right?
Yeah, I didn't even like have that, to work that hard, and she just gave it to me. Dang, that was too easy.
So you really want to be the hunter? You want to?
Yeah, you know, men want to feel like they went out and they worked for it. They done provided a meal, and I didn't not have respect for the woman, but. You know, let me work for it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let me do a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, each his own. You know, I don't look at her no type of way, but I still would like to work for it. You know, you ain't got to put me on a 90 day, and I definitely ain't going to marry you without having sex.
Okay,
with you first.
Yeah, because
I ain't doing that.
Right.
And I told my some kids women, not to do that.
Yeah, they'll wait till... No, I'm going to wait till I get married, then we...
Yeah, nah.
I want to test it out.
Yeah, I'm not going to...
We might not be compatible.
Yeah, nah, that ain't gonna work for me.
So would you stay with a woman if your sex drives are different? You really love her, but hey, I'm...
What do you mean by different? Hers is high, mine's is low, or vice versa?
Yeah.
It depends.
Let's say yours is high and hers is low.
I mean, you could take things to change that. You need this, that red meat. You know, you get on blueberries, fresh blueberries. It's different.
So that's not a deal breaker.
It's not a deal breaker for me.
Okay.
Yeah, older women have higher sex drives.
One thing about it, even if you can't get it up, you can do something.
Yeah, you can do something.
You're right. Yeah, older women have a high sex drive.
And I
want to meet somebody that will match that.
Yeah.
Because I know if my sex drive is high, I don't want to be with somebody that...
That's low.
That's low. No.
Yeah.
That's why you got to be compatible.
Yeah. You got to be compatible.
Especially before you talk about getting
mad. Right.
Know that before you get mad.
So would you marry somebody that the sex drive is not...
I mean, I don't know. You said before I marry him and I already tested it out.
Yeah, you're dating her, y'all going out, and you're like, dang, I want some all the time, but she doesn't want it all the time. Whatever. All right, we had to take a little brief break. Now we're back. And what was the question we were talking about? The sex drive. Like, you're dating a woman and you have a high sex drive. And she's like, no, baby, I just, you know, just once every other week or so.
Hell no.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Her sex drive is low. Would you? And you really like it. You really like this woman. Yeah. Would you discuss it with her?
I mean, yeah, but I'm about to try it out and see if it spice up later.
Uh-huh.
If it don't,
put a little spice in.
Have you ever dated a woman like, dang, she wanted too much?
I've had one
different
book. I never
followed
you up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got up getting ready for work and my chick showed up to my apartment and I left sucking my thumb like, what the fuck just happened? Excuse my language, but yeah, I just feel violated.
Oh, yeah, wake me up out of my sleep. Hey, yeah. Dad, I want to see that.
Yeah, I'm at the door. Can you open the door?
Get it.
Really? What? You got breakfast? No, I need some right quick.
Dang.
Okay. Come on. Yeah.
I haven't experienced.
But I need the same energy.
I haven't experienced that though, with a man just you know, wanted like that. It might be vice versa. I might be the one who wanted like that.
Yeah.
So you would discuss it with the first?
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
And if it doesn't get any better,
I keep around. She's a nice woman, but I'm gonna have to do a little cheating.
For real?
Code it.
Why are you gonna cheat? Why don't you just leave her alone?
You just have an understanding.
Well, it's just a bit. Like I said, communication. She's a good woman.
Conversation.
She's a good heart and all that. It's just a sex drive.
Uh-huh.
That's a big deal.
She might just want somebody, won't you? Bring it out of.
Yeah.
Church girl or something. She
didn't
want you to bring it out.
No,
one night. We're going to do that. I'm
about to
say,
wait a minute now. Church. A long time ago,
the
preacher dog.
What? The man. Yeah, them preacher kids.
Bad kids. On the back of the church bus.
So let me ask this question. When you first see a woman, you look at her like, oh yeah, I can. Fuck her or whatever. Have sex with her. I really want to be with her. You know. I mean, do y'all really know that? Off. You know, from just seeing a woman at first.
She got fat.
Yeah.
Me myself, though, I'm looking at her feet. I'm looking at her hands.
I don't want no woman with no ashy ankles.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, how she keep herself up. Yeah.
Like, I had a friend of mine, she was telling
she
me also.
Take care of herself. She sure can't take care of me.
That we were discussing about how guys are and falling in love. It doesn't take a guy forever to know that he wants to be with a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm. It don't.
It doesn't.
It's all about chemistry. To be somebody, you just don't have no chemistry.
Yeah.
I think most men
in conversation.
With me personally, I knew that I wanted to marry my wife within 6 months. 3 to 6 months, I knew that I wanted her. But I was waiting on her to make her mind up.
Well, my wife was we was best friends growing up.
Yeah.
And we used to have conversations about my girlfriend. She'd give me advice. Mm-hmm. I used to give her advice. And then later on, I guess it just happened. I mean, because I never even thought of her like that. She never thought of me like that. That just how it worked out.
That was a good one then.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Cody, what you think about that? You think you instantly know if you want to marry or have sex with her? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not while you're drunk. Yeah,
you ain't look good when you're drunk. A man know what he like when he see it. You know.
Yeah.
He gonna look good. Yeah, probably look good, whatever.
So it's the appearance that gets you.
Yeah.
Well, men are visuals. I mean, we are too. Yeah. I'm not gonna,
but she could be like that woman on over get you something.
Ah! You're so silly.
Yeah. I'm taking everything. None of that was real.
Yeah. So what turned y'all off about a woman?
Cleaning up.
Yeah, I hate for a woman to burp and fart around me.
Oh my gosh.
A woman that has a child or two or whatever, and you come over there and that child is walking around in dirty diapers and she just bobbed up, her whipped up.
Right, I can see that, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I ain't coming back.
You ain't taking care of your kids,
nah, if I'm looking good, my kids gonna be looking good. Yeah.
That's a good one. I done went over to a woman's house I was dating just to use her bathroom. See if she had a ring around her tub.
Oh, God.
Don't be looking. I'm serious. See how well she cleaned that bathroom. See if she got piss up under the commode.
Oh, my God.
If you a woman, you shouldn't have piss up under your commode.
No.
I'm telling you, you got dishes in your sink. Y'all ain't never did that. I've done that.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I've done that.
Oh, I might have some dishes in the sink. Hold up now. I'm about to keep my ass
cleaning.
Yeah,
if you try to
dishwasher. Because we pay attention. A lot of men pay attention.
I know y'all pay attention to little stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, when I'm starting out talking to someone, I mean, oh, yeah, it's good. But if I've been around you for a while, you may excuse these dishes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially if I cooked you something to eat, you better shut up. You
know? Everything changed after.
Oh, yeah, after a while, yeah.
But at the first,
got a good one. Oh, you got a good one?
When they on that time of the month, you know, keep it in the restroom.
No.
I can't.
A real woman ain't got the business that you see that
going.
Exactly. Yeah, we're not going to do that. You're not going to see that.
More respect for herself.
Yeah, you're not going to see that.
I don't want to see it.
Bloody coat name ain't got no business in the trash.
You're not going to see that.
Outside.
As soon as you turn it off.
No, you're not
going to
see that.
Yeah.
Not for me.
No. That's where you keep all the extra little grocery bags. You just put it in there at the time.
I smell like that Oklahoma truck on there.
Oh, fish. Having
that blood, the old blood and stuff in there that got hot that day.
I ain't never
smelled nothing like that.
Yeah. Trash cans. I dated a chick that every time I went over her house, her trash was full.
Every time.
She it out. I went to go take the trash out one time and it was a note. I just wanted to see if he was going to take it out when you seen it was full. She was testing me and I didn't even know.
Let's talk about testing then. Do you test women?
Hell yeah.
You test women? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'll test a man and see how far I can.
Be careful.
I go farther than you want.
Yeah, be careful.
Might wake up tied up.
Ooh. I like that. <this. laughs> Y'all, I like that. Okay. I like that.
I don't want to be tied up.
I can't tie you up.
Hell
no. You better get out of it, though.
You can have your way with me.
Exactly. You'll be able to get out of the restraints. You'll be able to get out of the restraints.
I don't know what
your fetish is. I want to be tied up.
Huh? What you say all the time? What you say?
Beat me, whoop me.
Oh, for real?
I don't want to be tied
up. Y'all funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah. I don't want to be beat.
Just a little light beat. What about choking? No choke? No?
She can choke me.
Oh, okay.
I ain't tied up.
Okay, we're gonna have some we're gonna have some little colors and signals or something. Yeah. Hey, red. Okay.
Safe words.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we have. Safe words. Word. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, flog me and all that. Oh, yeah. You know, flog it. Oh yeah. 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 There you go. Woo. Yes. All of that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No. I ain't into that
dumb
matrix.
Oh yes, honey. Uh huh.
Nah. You see, walk you like a dog.
Heck yeah. Nah. Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
No.
Pee on the floor. Lick that up.
Now the peeing thing is different. Uh-uh. So don't walk me like a dog.
No, you're not gonna be peeing on me though. I don't know about that.
You don't want to be R. Kelly?
No, I don't like the golden showers. Now. Not on me. I'll do somebody else. You're not gonna do me.
You could leave my man. Just speak into
it. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I've been peed on. So.
Yeah.
Nah,
yeah.
I ain't never.
It chick peed.
How about rolled up in a rug and beat with a shitty sock?
What? Yeah. What you say? That happened to you?
That's worse than two girls. Oh, shit. Rolled up in a rug, get the shit out of it.
I ain't never.
Some people into that type of stuff.
Yeah. It's with that two girls in the car.
It's some crazy mind stuff, man. I'm telling you. Dogs growing up and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen them. What's the weirdest porn you done watched?
Weirdest porn.
Weirdest. Oh, Lord. I like the midget porn. The midget.
I did watch
your
grandma before.
I've seen the grandmas.
Don't put it down. Grandma put it down. Grandma still got that fire.
Oh, so you like the older women type of stuff, huh?
Nah, I mean, I'm just looking
at it. Like an older woman. Is that cool?
Yeah.
That's my friend. She always her. I'm like, whatever. Okay.
I still got the other software.
Sweet change work.